Welcome to The Leadership Line, a podcast that covers everyday work issues from dealing with jerks at work to feeling burnt out. Tammy and Scott's experience, along with their different perspectives, help listeners grow, examine realistic options and alternatives, and identify those actionable solutions to the tough issues we face every day at work.
Scott and Tammy, welcome to the Become More Doghouse, where we are just so doggone excited to talk about our topic today.
We'll find out if we're doggone excited after we know what it is, Carmen. Don't keep us in like waiting.
Well, you know, last week we had a great conversation about one-on-one meetings and some of the things that leaders should do before a one-on-one to get prepped. And I wanted to loop back this week and talk about the other half of the equation. When you're the employee, what should you come to a one-on-one with? What's your prep and what's your follow-up?
Carmen, I love that. I think a lot of times staff just comes to one-on-one and they've done nothing.
I mean, the one-on-ones is for the boss, right?
No.
They can check it off their list.
Doggone it. No, that's not right.
I see what you did there. That was nice.
Yeah, thanks. I was trying to be playful back. I do think, again, we talked a little bit about the fact that leaders were lazy come into one-on-ones. Followers can be lazy coming into one-on-ones as well. I had an experience with a staff member that had an opportunity. We were traveling and had the opportunity to have dinner and, you know, sit around afterwards and have a drink in a bar and spend time with me. And I remember that this particular individual, it was about 7:30, maybe 7:45 at night. And they said, hey, I got to go back up to my room. I got to get some sleep. And I was thinking, we have at least two more hours that you as a staff member could spend with me. And it's kind of hard to get FaceTime with me. Wouldn't this be a great opportunity? And that person was like, heck no, they wanted to go be alone and they wanted to go be in the room and they were not going to spend time with me. That was like, I remember cocking my head at the time period thinking, this person has been asking for some of my time. And now when they have it, they are not utilizing it. And I think that's sometimes what staff members think about these one-on-ones. They see them more as like it's an activity instead of time to actually interact and learn and grow from the very person who's that's their job to help you with.
It makes a lot of sense that as a staff member, and some of you may be going into a new role, either as a leader or as a staff member, and having a conversation with your leader about what is their philosophy about one-on-ones. And what's your philosophy? And ideally, you can get somewhat aligned on that. And organizations may say, no, our philosophy is this and thou shall. And that's okay. That's a business constraint we need to pay attention to. There's also an element of, hey, I'm going to come to this one-on-one and I'm prepared because if I need certain pieces of information to be successful, as much as I would love to tell you all leaders just magically have given you all the information you need all the time, because, you know, leaders are just all-knowing and
all powerful
and on top of it all the time.
Not true.
Sometimes a one-on-one is an opportunity to get clarification and get alignment on something. Sometimes it's an opportunity to talk about development for the future and where do you think the future is going to take me as an individual. You as an individual doing the work to prepare for the one-on-one, like what's the list of topics you want to talk about? Where is something that you've really grown or are excited about and you want to share that success? Let's share and celebrate that. Where is something that, you know what, I've tripped and I'd love to just kind of talk through what could I have done different here? And I think about there was a couple roles that I was in that had one-on-ones religiously every week and I dreaded going to that because it was a monologue from the leader. And it was, here's all the shit that you and your team are doing wrong. Super helpful. Thanks. Good talk. And that doesn't mean don't tell me things I need to grow on and improve on. That's okay. However, you know, for how animated they were, always felt like we should have been talking about that like 3 days ago when it came. But instead, it festered for 3 days, and now they're pissed. Well, that's not helpful.
I can't imagine using a one-on-one for a whipping post. Again, if your leader is using a one-on-one for that, hey, I've just, since our last one, I've held all of the stuff that you've done wrong. It's bringing that up. First of all, that's not the right structure of one-on-one. And go back and listen to last week's podcast, right? But the piece about it too in that space, yeah, sometimes it is an opportunity to say, hey, like that didn't go well. The leader should follow it up with, so let's talk about what you could do next time. Because again, this is not about me as the leader telling you what to do next time. It's you as the follower thinking it through and discovering what you could do better next time. Because that's how we become more. That's how we level up. It's saying, all right, I did this. It could have been a disaster, but it might have also just been okay, or it might have even been good. The conversation is to make it even better.
Is there a way as the employee to turn the here's what you did wrong into something more constructive? Or do you just have to sit there and hope the leader gets there?
Well, you know, if in a facilitative way, we would ask a facilitative question. So those are the things you don't want me to do. And I have dutifully written them down, of course, right? I'm not being sarcastic, but I should have been writing that down and paying attention because they're giving me that. And this is my boss and my boss has power. I also would then turn and say, okay, so this is the stuff that didn't go well that I need to change. What is it that you want me to repeat? What of the things that happen, you said that don't change that though. That's good. And now I get them to turn their brain to the other side of it. I have to though with a boss, wouldn't necessarily do this with a peer. I wouldn't do this if I was facilitating a course. But with a boss, if they are kind of giving me all that negative, I have to acknowledge that they gave that to me and then turn the thought and just ask it in a very curious, non-sarcastic way with a really good tone. To say, I am seeking understanding, all right? And in that spot, because here's the deal, even in disasters, people do things right. And the research tells us that if we actually talk about what went right first, the individual is willing to listen about how we could do it better second. But if all we do is say, this was wrong, and this is wrong, and this is wrong, we feel very defensive, and we want to defend ourselves. Bosses, side note. Yes, sometimes we have to tell people it didn't go well, but start with what went well. Talk about that first and then go to what could we do differently to make it better next time? And then you have someone in the right frame of mind. So hopefully you don't have a boss in a one-on-one doing a diatribe, because that's not the purpose of a diatribe. And to go back to your original question in that space, Carmen, like how does an employee prep? Think about all those things that you thought of over the course of the week or 2 weeks that you wanted to ask your boss and didn't. Think about all those times when you're like, I'm not sure if this is the right thing. And you tried to reach out to your boss, but your boss wasn't available. That is actually all the stuff that you should be having some kind of place where you have that documented so that you can, while you have your boss's attention, ask those questions. So I was working on this project and I thought I should have done this. And then I thought I should have done that. Can we walk through the thinking about which one makes sense and why? Because that boss, it should be a resource to you at this point. It should be a human being who is helping you think things through and understand a bigger context. And that's the place that you should be prepping. What were all my questions over the course of the week? And ask them to provide you the background and the context so that you can make even better decisions next time. That's one of the biggest things that I think you should prep for. And that's easy, really. Just a piece of paper next to your PC, you know, notes or whatever, however you document things. Just have that so that this is the stuff you thought about since the last time we had a conversation. Scott, how else should they prep?
I think making that list, taking some time to think about what outcome would you like what would you like to walk away with? Gosh, I really need to know this piece of information so that I can move this forward, or I really need to have this approval so that our team can whatever your team needs to do. So I think having those things in the front of your mind to make sure you cover those. I would also go through, here's the list of things we're planning to talk about. Which ones are kind of more status update that you can leave with your leader that doesn't really need much conversation, so that you can say, hey, you know, I'd really like to spend time on these three or five things. And these, could you just look at in the next week and give me some feedback on? I think these are topics that I don't know that we need to talk about. However, I would like, you know, your feedback. It's nothing pressing. So that's how I've kind of always thought about it when I was preparing for a one-on-one with my lead, was there's things I'm going to leave with them. Like, hey, you look at that at your leisure and give me some feedback. These are the things I really need to talk about.
I also think it's a time period that you can, in that here's some things I'm leaving with you. I like when an employee comes in and lets me know this was done and this was done and this was done, not necessarily verbally. Okay. But if there's a dashboard or if there is a report, I would love them to say, hey, just want you to know the 6 projects that I was supposed to have completed by the end of March were done. And here's the report that shows you that that was completed and what the outcomes were. Those kinds of things, actually, I think sometimes employees should toot their own horn, just not like, hey, lavish me with praise and give me a raise, you know? But you do need to tell your boss that you have done something and had some accomplishments. And so sometimes I think it's okay to even in your one-on-one say, hey, I would like to share with you what I think my biggest success was since the last time we met. And I would like to have, I'm struggling with this thing, and I would like to spend a few minutes to have you walk through and kind of help me with my thinking around fill in the blank. Now what's happened is I'm not a complete loser. I brought something to the table that I can say, yep, you know, I had a good week since the last time we talked. And I'm tapping into the experience, the wisdom, the broader perspective of my boss for those things that I am struggling with. And I need to be vulnerable enough to say that, but I don't want to, like, everything is needy. Right? I also have successes. I am both of those things. And I think it's fair for you as a follower to come to the table with both of those things. Carmen, what would you add to that?
I don't know when or where or how I started this. I once had a boss call out something that I do at the end of every meeting usually with a peer or an employee or a supervisor. I ask, is there anything else I can do for you today? And I never really thought about it until this particular boss called that out. And I think it was his favorite thing about me that I asked this question. It made me more aware that that was something that I was leaving people with, sort of that one last opportunity. How can I be good at my job?
Carmen, if I had a staff member who asked me that, I can't even imagine how that would feel. What can I do? What can I do today to help you, to help my team, to help the organization? And the answer might be, I can't think of anything else. But occasionally the answer might be, you know what? I do have something. That is an amazing gift that employee would be giving back. I like that. I like it a lot.
I think it's thinking about for a moment, if as an individual contributor, staff member, team member, whatever words we want to use, what relationship do you want to have with your leader? Because sometimes people will say, well, you know, I really don't. I just like I want them to stay the hell out of my way. Well, that probably long term is going to be problematic for you, because how will you grow? How will you be positioned for whatever is next for you? Likely you won't. Or I just want to get through this one-on-one as fast as possible.
To get back to important things.
Each of us get to make the decision of what that is. And ultimately, you have an opportunity. I think if we play it from two perspectives, let's just say, you know what? Your boss is a pain in the ass. All bosses are. Okay. So first and foremost, they all are. As much as any one of us would love to say we're not, we are.
A good boss and a bad boss can both be a pain in the ass.
I can think of leaders who had one-on-ones with me who I did not, in my mind, I was like, I'm probably not going to learn a ton from them. However, what I did was I made sure that they were informed. I made sure that they had all the information. I made sure that I could position whatever projects I thought were the most important were in front of them, because usually they just agreed. I used one-on-ones exceptionally strategically for myself.
And Scott, I'm going to tell a quick story that goes with that. I have an individual that I have coached with in the past who truly had one of those not great bosses. And there was a time period that this person was thinking about leaving the organization because they really didn't have a great boss. Now, they loved what the organization, they loved the mission, but the boss was just not a great one. It wasn't that the boss wasn't a good human being. They were just not a great boss. I remember saying, you know, wouldn't it be great if everybody that we reported to, we could get along with, was really good at what they did, and we didn't have to have this rub? However, what if we looked at this as the opportunity to say, how do I learn how to get along with someone like this? Because there'll probably be another someone like this in my life. And what was really interesting is once this person turned their perspective to that and said, okay, I just got to figure out how to work with this person effectively, the boss wasn't as bad. They found the keys to working with that human being. Every boss has their own things, good and bad. Some of the times you match up with someone really, really well. And sometimes you don't. It still is, how do I figure out how to make this relationship work for me? Because even, well, maybe not an evil boss, maybe not the worst of the worst, but most bosses are just okay. And that boss was put there for a reason. They probably have something that you can learn from them. They probably have access to information that you don't have. They probably have something that would be beneficial. And trying to find that thing and then leveraging it for yourself, why not? Not because you're being selfish, but it helps them be successful and it helps you to be successful. So if nothing else, leverage the gift that they have and look for the gift that they have, because they truly have something. Even in the midst of a whole bunch of stuff that's not great, there is something in there that could be a gift for you. And in a one-on-one, if nothing else, tapping into that gift, learning that thing, bringing it into your life, or learning how to do it differently and bringing that into your life so that you grow in that way. If nothing else, that's probably worth the one-on-one.
And that wraps up this week's episode of The Leadership Line. As always, feel free to reach out to us in the emails provided in this podcast description box, and be sure to check out our upcoming episodes always announced on LinkedIn. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.